able to come. And how many of you know Brother Hagin always would teach us? He said, if you're going to give, always give your tithe to the local church first.
Yes, sir.
Then offering, give to paying off your building.
Yes, sir.
Or some things the pastor has on their heart. How many know?
Yes.
The offerings, take care of the local church first.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We are like supplement vitamins, but how many of you know your regular diet should be right here?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Be sure and take care of Spirit Life Church first thing.
Amen.
Pay your tithes here, not us.
Amen.
Give offerings here first.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But we greatly appreciate you coming out on a Saturday night. It was snowing in Oklahoma just a couple of days ago, and it ain't snowing here. Amen. But we're honored and glad to be here, and we appreciate you coming. Thank the pastors, Pastor Rick and Chelsea, for having us. Amen. We sure love them and appreciate them. Amen. Amen. Well, smile real big at two or three folk and tell them, I'm going to get all God has for me tonight. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Well, we appreciate again the opportunity to come, and we thank you for being here tonight. If you have your Bibles, like for if you would, please, open them up to Luke. Luke chapter 9, and we're going to talk about some things that you remember last time we were here, and we talked about out of the book, Love the Way to Victory.
Yes,
and you remember the lady that was an ordained minister, her and her husband, and she hated her mother-in-law.
Yes, sir.
And you remember that it actually legally, and if unless the Lord changes it, tomorrow night we'll talk to you about how the kingdom of God operates legally.
Yes,
and it says, whatever you declare legal or lawful on earth, heaven has to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what you will allow in your life, heaven has to support that.
Yeah.
Not in a positive way,
yes, sir.
But they have to allow it if you allow it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But we was looking at that last time we were here out of the book, Love the Way to Victory. And we saw that the Lord had talked to me personally about some things about 2022. And then you remember he talked to Brother Copeland and gave him four words. And so how many of you know we're making the right adjustments?
Amen.
Well, the Lord wanted me to add to that, not out of the love. It will tie into it. But some things about spirits and how they are involved in all of this stuff that's going on right now.
Yes, sir.
If you got your Bibles there, Luke chapter 9, and we'll start in verse 55 in the King James, and then we'll read that verse, Luke 9:55 out of the Amplified. We'll pray. Father, tonight we love and thank you and praise you. We thank you for the opportunity to gather around the Word of God tonight. We thank you for these precious people. We thank you for this place that is affecting this whole area positively with the presence of God, the Word of God, the love of God. And we thank you, Father God, that we are called in the Scriptures a city set on a hill, a light. We thank you, Father God. We know in Isaiah that it says that the earth, or the world, it says the world, the system, will become darker and gross darkness shall be upon the face. But it says to us, arise, shine,
yes.
For our light,
amen.
Your light shall be seen through us.
Yes.
So, Father, tonight we thank you as things are getting darker around us, they are not getting dark with us.
Yes.
Because we will get brighter and brighter, and the separation will be seen very vividly. So tonight we ask the Holy Ghost, third person of the Trinity, to bring forth light, illumination, revelation, reveal, pull the cover back, show. And then, Father, for the things you've already shown, we count them priceless. We cherish them. We count them as valuable. Therefore, we have set ourselves in a position for you to reveal more to us. And we thank you for it. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it. In Jesus' name, and all that agreed said amen, please.
Amen.
In Luke chapter 9, in verse 55, Well, we can back up to verse 53, and it'll make more sense. Well, 52, 51. 51, it'll mean more. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. In verse 54, and when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume him, even as Elisha did? But he turned and did what? Rebuked them and said in the King James, what did he say? What manner of spirit you are of. Now Luke 9:55 in the Amplified says, but he turned and rebuked and severely censured them, and he said, you don't know of what sort of spirit you are of. Listen to this one. You don't know what kind of spirit you are actually yielding to. Now, it's interesting that these are disciples that walked with Jesus and did not recognize what they were yielding to. And tonight, as we start through this, we'll look at the next scripture in just a minute out of 1 Corinthians 14, and it'll tell us that there are many, many voices in the world, and every one of them carries significance.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. But the thing of it is, we as believers, and I'll say all of these things ahead of time and we'll go through the scriptures. How many remember Jesus, what he say about us in John 10? He started through the story and he was telling the people, he said, I am the door to the sheep.
Yes. Yes.
And my sheep know my voice.
Yes,
and a stranger they will not follow.
Amen.
But then the very next verse says, is they didn't get it.
Yeah.
So he started again. And at the end of the next story he told, he says, you got to understand, there are other voices. And then he says, the purpose of them is to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Yes. Amen.
And what we'll begin to look at tonight in these things is a lot of times that story we read to you out of the book, and you have the book with that lady who was an ordained minister. What was she desiring for her child? She was desiring health and healing, wasn't
yes.
she?
Yes.
Epileptic seizures, and she was a little bit off mentally.
Yes, sir.
What held that in her daughter? Her mom having yielding to hatred.
Yes, sir.
But most time people want to get healed, but actually don't want to deal with what allowed infirmity
yes.
in.
Yes. Amen.
We will show you about fear and stress
yes.
or strife,
yeah.
that a lot of times they are the main ones, but then when they come, they bring seven other things that are more wicked than themselves.
Yes, sir.
And people want to get free from poverty or sickness, but they don't want to deal with the strife that actually is the gateway to get them in.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's look at all this tonight and through the scriptures. Now, if you would, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. As we're going to 1 Corinthians 14, concerning the disciples, we can say it like this. They did not know what kind of spirit they were yielding to, correct?
Yes, sir. Amen.
They did not know what kind of spirit they were yielding to, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, in 1 Corinthians 14:10, in the King James, it reads this way. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices where? In the world. And then Paul writes and he says, and none of them is without what? Signification, correct? Is that right?
Yes.
Signification? Yeah, I'm not quite saying it right, but you all are saying it, okay? Okay. Now, listen to the Wiest translation. So many kinds of voices, it may be, exist in the world, and not one is without its particular significance.
Yes, sir.
Meaning, Every one of them carries an address. Now, it says here in verse 14, look at the word there in the middle, and does it say so many kinds of what? Voices, correct? Everybody say voices.
Voices.
If you look up the word voices in the Vines Expository Dictionary, yes, Lord, are we doing okay? Okay, now... If you look up the word voices in the Vines Expository Dictionary, it's number 5456. It says, in the one I have, for voices, it says address. Address. And most people, when they hear stuff that is associated with fear or strife, don't even know the address or the source of it. But every voice in the earth has a meaning.
Amen.
But
yes.
Most of them is to kill, to steal, and to destroy you.
Amen.
We have to learn what fear feels like and sounds like.
Amen.
Have to. What does strife sound like? Fighting, quarrelsome, all these things. What does fear feel like? How many of y'all ever had fear come at you when you're facing something pretty drastic? Mm-hmm. And it'll make, it's supernatural. It'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up.
Yes.
And you can physically feel it.
Yes.
It's very Amen. Supernatural, but it is not godly.
Amen.
But because you can feel it very often, it'll act like it's an angel of light.
Yes.
And then after its presence, and it's so supernatural, then it will share things or say things, and what he's wanting you to do is buy into it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You never pray about fear. Nowhere in the scriptures are you told to pray about fear. What are you to do about fear? Cast it out, speak to it, resist it. In the name of Jesus, if it's a spirit of fear, what do you do? In the name of Jesus, you go. Once you recognize it.
Yes.
So the word voice or voices means address. Also in the Vines, it says reference to who is talking. You ever had a voice or thought tell you you're not going to make it or you're going under? And we've always said, my wife and I, we've always said, who told you you're failing? People have come and they're standing for certain things and they said, well, this voice said, we're not going to make it. We're like, who told you you weren't going to make it? What has changed to make you believe you're not going to make it? Well, I heard this. They did not know the address.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Jesus did in Luke 4.
Yes, sir, he did.
These voices came. They said things. From what I can tell, the devil's standing there.
Right.
But he starts telling him this stuff. And every time, what'd he do? He quoted the word back. See, the devil can quote the word.
Right. Yes. Yes.
When he did with Eve, what'd he tell her? Yea, hath God said.
Yes.
And there was stuff added to it and different
yes,
things.
Yes.
How many of you know we are word and spirit people?
Amen.
Yes.
And we do have to know the word good enough. And don't feel bad if you don't know all of it. None of us know it all.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But the part we know, we're solid on.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to stay with, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, but when these things say, well, you're not going to be healed this time. We'll laugh at that. We'll be like, yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
But subtly these things will come and you'll feel a presence.
Yes.
You will literally feel a presence.
Yes.
And it will say things like, You're not going to make it this time. How many of you know our first response should be not to turn and pray? You remember, I think it was maybe last time, Job, and if we did touch on it, we'll touch a little bit again. Remember in Job 1, about verse 5, Job went to the temple every day. He offered sacrifices for his boys and girls. He said it could be. They've turned their back on God. And then what's Job 3:25 say? We'll look at it tonight. He said, the very thing that I was greatly afraid of has now come.
Yes.
I'm wanting to jump way ahead. I better not yet. Okay. So voices means address. Everybody say address.
Address.
What is the address of those things that have come to steal, kill, and destroy? Might as well say hell.
Yes.
Amen. Who's come to steal, kill, and destroy? Satan is, and all of his whole bunch.
Yes, sir.
Right? But yet they have the ability to transform into an angel of light.
Yes,
so that's supernatural.
Yes, sir.
But by knowing the word of God, you got the address.
Yes.
That ain't what God said.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I'll follow the voice of the good shepherd.
Yes, sir.
But another voice I'm not going to follow.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So, the word voices again means address. Reference to who is talking. If you would, tell somebody, I will learn to recognize the source.
I will learn to recognize
the source. The word signification means, if you look it up in the vines, having meanings. Everything that has a voice means something. It doesn't mean you need to listen. You remember Brother Hagin when he got healed? We was listening to it the other day. And he had been in the bed for, I believe, 16 months. And the Spirit of God said to him when he read Mark 11, he said, people ought to be up, you know, at 10:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And he got up. He acted on it. He was healed. And so then his mom come in and he said, Mama, if you would. He'd walked around just a little bit, hanging on the bedpost, and then he would walk. He said, Mom, if you would, lay me out clothes. I'm coming to breakfast. She said, Son, remember he told the story. He said it took him 45 minutes to talk her into laying out his clothes because she said the doc said if you overexert, you could just drop dead. Your heart won't take it.
Yes.
And he got her to do it. And so the next morning he said, Grandpa operated on a schedule. And at 7:30 he got up out of the porch swing and come in. It's time to eat breakfast. So he said, I knew it was time because I heard the porch swing squeak. I knew it was 7:30. He said, I give him a minute to come into the house. Then he said, I came downstairs, and his grandpa said to him, he says, is the dead raised up?
Yes, sir.
And he said, yes, sir, the Lord's raised me up. And he told his wife, get another plate for him. And Brother Hagin sat and ate, went back to his room. He said he's not used to walking. He told his mom he's going to go lay down. He went in the room, he sat down, and a voice come to him and says, healing's right. You've been healed. But you know, the Bible says it is appointed unto man to die, and now's your time to die, now that you're healed.
Yes.
And it was so supernatural, he said the hair stood up on the back of his neck, and he said he went. He said he thought God was in the room. It was such a voice. And he got in a chair, and he sat by the window from, I think, 10 or 9, whatever time it was, till quite a while in the afternoon, waiting to die.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's... For a lot of time, for a lot of us that have walked with God for a while, we're like, now you got to understand, he's brand new at this, and there ain't nobody there helping him.
Yes.
He don't have a minister or nobody to help him. And the only one that has the ability to teach him is the unseen one, and he's just learning to listen to him.
Amen.
But isn't it amazing when we'll come to church and we'll hear a message about prosperity, and then something will happen financially, and then something very supernatural will come alongside of whatever has happened and tell us you probably shouldn't tithe, or you better cut back, or you better, and we'll pay attention to it. We didn't know the address of the voice.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God will lead you back to the word. Fear wants to lead you into destruction and other stuff, because with fear always comes other stuff.
Yes.
I'll say this, and I'll say it again in a little bit longer. Fear of itself does not have the power to resist the power of God. But when a human will yield to fear, the power of God is now stopped.
Yes.
in that person's life.
Yes. Amen.
But fear itself does not have the power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
But when a person will yield to it, the power of God is stopped in that person.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Now, so learn what fear feels like. How many of y'all ever felt fear?
Yes,
sir. Besides
Amen.
Us? Yeah. How many of y'all know what it sounds like? It can sound very much like the Holy Ghost. But the thing Sally and I have learned and are learning is that do surveys.
Yes, sir.
If you hear something and you can't distinguish if it was out here or came up from in here and you're learning, don't do stuff that'll cost you financially great deals.
Yes, sir.
Or is life-threatening. Do a little test on stuff that ain't going to really hurt you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay? Really. And try stuff, and if it don't work out, say, okay, I'll remember where that come from.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That did not come from up in here. That was out here, and I heard it.
Yes, yes.
I will not follow that one out there again.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen.
The one I'm going to follow come up from in here.
Yes.
And when it works, note that and keep paying attention to that one.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Now, what does poverty sound like? Usually it's attached to stinginess.
Yes, sir.
Usually. Go to John 10, please. It usually, I'm not going to say always, so I'll say it this way. Sometimes. Fear will be the forefront one, but poverty will come with fear. Sickness can travel with fear.
Yes.
We'll show you in just a little bit in James 3. It says, he that is wise, it'll start out that way. And we heard a little bit about wisdom last night. But he that is wise, and it'll go through some things. And then it says, but he that is unwise will pay attention to strife.
Yes.
And then when strife comes, with strife comes every evil work. It came
yes.
with strife.
Yes.
But yet it'll show up in sickness, lack, and people will try to deal with sickness and lack, but it's only there by the strife.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Now, so look at somebody and say, I ain't fighting no more. Okay, John 10. Let's look in the King James, if you would, please, at verse 4 through 10. Can I read that to you out of the Easy Read Version? Do we have the Easy Read Version? Okay. John 10, verse 4 through 10 in the Easy Read. And if they put it up that way, you can see what it says, and then I'll read it. Thank you. He brings all of his sheep out. Then he goes ahead of them and leads them. The sheep follow him because they what? But sheep will never follow someone they don't know. They will run away from him because what? We're going to learn this, aren't we?
Amen.
Jesus told the people this story, but what? They didn't understand what it meant. So Jesus said it again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us. I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep. All those who came before me were thieves and robbers. The sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will be able to come in and go out. They will find everything they need. A thief comes to do what? But Jesus said, I came to what?
Give life.
Life that is full and good. Tell somebody else, I ain't following other voices. I'm following the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Following the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Jesus told us that there's a lot of voices. But how many? Do I need to do something?
No.
Okay. Jesus told us there's so many voices around. And he said, you got to understand, they're killing, stealing, and destroying. Right? But he said in the killing, stealing, and destroying, those are voices that's not, I'm not generating. How many know when people say God sends stuff? Jesus just defied that. God's after good, abundance, life, and that more abundantly. But how many of you know what's the devil want for you? Kill, steal, and destroy. What's God want for you? Life, life more abundantly. But it all hinges on the voices.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Now, go with me, please. If we have, do you have the TPT, Passion Translation? Can you pull that up in that, please? So other voices want to lead us into stealing, killing, destroying. A thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And then he starts off, he says, a thief has only one thing in mind. What's he want to do?
Steal.
What else? Slaughter and... Yes. Jesus said, but I've come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you do what?
Overflow.
Everybody say overflow.
Overflow.
Now, how many of you know how much is too much?
Huh?
How much is too much?
There is it.
See, you remember I told you I was so proud we was redoing a church. And I was so proud we redid some stuff and we saved so much money, you know, and we scrimped, what's that word I'm looking for when you don't do it extravagantly? Skimped.
Yes.
Skimped on some stuff, but oh, we're so thrilled. You know, it's just pride.
Yes.
Amen, that we saved God so much money.
Yes.
And all of that stuff. And he talked to me about it, and he's like, And here's the thing. In Oklahoma, every time they would tell us that a snowstorm or ice storm's coming, I don't know why, but everybody will go to our grocery store and they'll sell out of what, hon?
Milk and bread.
Milk and bread. And sometimes toilet paper. I don't know how we're going to face a blizzard on milk and bread, but we're going to do it. Amen? But it is hilarious. And then, you know, if they'll get on TV and say, well, you know, there's going to be, like for us in Oklahoma, a lot of cattle. They say, well, it's going to be a drought. Hay might not be very much. The hay will jump immediately in prices. And people will pay it. What is behind that?
Fear.
And they have no idea who they're listening to.
Amen. Yes, sir.
How about us be led by the inward witness?
Amen.
If we're going to need more milk, he'll tell us, are you with me?
Amen.
Or if you got enough sense, just look in the refrigerator.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Amen.
Yes.
We're not going to be led by fear.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, go with me, please, to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. We'll read this and I'll share a story with you. James chapter 3, let's start in verse 13. And we can do this one in the King James if you want to. James 3:13, and we'll go all the way down through all about verse 16 or 17 in that area. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Everybody say, wisdom.
Wisdom.
Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. He's not proudful about being wise. He's very humble. Correct? But if you have bitty, that's a baby chicken, ain't it? A bitty. Bitter envy and strife where?
In your hearts.
What's he say? Tell me verse 15, please.
This wisdom
descendeth not from above, but is
earthly, sensual,
and devilish.
You ought to be able to tag the address of this.
Yes, sir.
You've got to be able to see the address.
Amen.
Then tell me verse 16, please.
For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
Every evil work?
Everyone.
Would that include poverty?
Yes, sir.
Would that include sickness?
Yes.
Would that include lack?
Yes,
depression?
Yes.
I guess it might. But see, we get so focused on just something that's actually manifesting and really don't even know how it got in. I'll quickly tell you a story. My wife and I, we were in Skeedy, Oklahoma years ago at Assembly of God Church. We was ministering there. And the word of the Lord had come about someone needing new knees, and a gentleman got up that we knew of. We didn't know him very well at that time. And they got him down to the front. And there were several, and I don't remember how many, but we were praying, and as soon as I touched him, the Spirit of God said to me, he said, under the present circumstance, nothing's going to transpire because he's holding unforgiveness in his heart against his ex-wife. Well, you know, he didn't say that audibly, but you don't want to say that out loud, you know. So we're having a conversation. I said, what do we need to do? And he's like, well, if you're going to need to tell him, because under the present circumstances, the power of God is restricted.
Yes.
Amen. Okay.
So through strife, both knees were shot.
Yes, sir. Amen, sir.
But all he's focusing on is new knees.
Yes, sir.
We would not have known had God not told us.
Amen.
So quietly, we make sure the mic's covered, or if we was even wearing one then, and we tell him what the Lord said, and we said, if this is correct, the Lord said to us, you're holding unforgiveness against your ex-wife, and we're going to have to get that fixed. And he said, I think I got this from Brother Hagin, and I told him, I said, you know, God will heal you on credit.
Yes, sir.
I got that from Brother Hagin. And he, I don't remember if he asked us what we meant, but we told him, we said, he said, I can't get to her, because we're here in this church. She lives not in this town, this area. But he said, I will make it right with her as soon as I can.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, no, he's put his word out there. God will go ahead and heal him on credit, even though he ain't told her publicly.
Yes,
or however he's going to do it with her.
Yes,
so we lay hands on him, and immediately he gets two brand new knees. Before he couldn't walk how many feet at times, huh? 8-10 feet, and have to sit down. He's getting it. He's now 90 years old. His daughter was in a meeting with us not too long ago. She said it's been 17 years, and he still has two brand new knees.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But see, everybody else, And I'd have had the same results everybody else had, because we're praying for new knees.
Yes,
we got to deal with unforgiveness.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The unforgiveness is what brought the spirit of infirmity in.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You deal with the unforgiveness, we can get rid of the spirit of infirmity.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Everybody say legal.
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 Now, James 3:16 conveys that where envy and strife is, there's what? Confusion and what?
Every word.
Tell two people, I will not allow strife in my home. I will not allow strife in my home. Amen. If you got businesses, don't allow strife in your businesses.
Amen.
Amen. We talk to our employees. Tell them. We're not going to be strifing.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It'll kill.
Yes, sir.
It'll kill stuff. It'll kill the increase. When Lot's herdsmen started fighting with Abraham's herdsmen, what'd he do? He run in amongst them, and he didn't talk to the herdsmen. He went to Lot, and he said, we can't do this.
Amen.
He said, you go left, I'll go right. You go right, I'll go left.
Amen.
What Abraham know is it'll kill the increase. Well, how many know, we, as we're getting older, we've discovered if your physical body can't travel and can't do whatever it is God's asking you to do, how many know, basically your earthly ministry is over.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's over. You got to have a physical body to go do what God's asked you to do here.
Yes, sir.
And so, how many know we want healthy bodies?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, go, if you would, hold James. Well, you can find it. Go to Matthew 12, 43 through 45. Matthew 12, 43 through 45, please. And then we'll come back to James. Now, in Matthew 12, 43, say glory when you get there.
Glory.
Okay, and they got it pulled up for us. Thank you all. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walked through dry place, seeking rest, findeth none. Then he saith, I will do what? How many know he is a liar?
Yes.
That physical body does not belong to him. That's your temple.
Yes.
Or your body. And then what's he say? I will return to the house from whence I come out, and when he is come, he findeth it what?
Empty.
And that's a whole nother message. But how many know after you get saved, get something free, don't stay empty.
Yes.
Then 45, what's he say?
Then he goeth and taketh to himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself.
Now I have a question. How did the seven get into that guy? Through the one that had the authority to go.
Yes.
And that one that was there legally was there legally.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes.
Remember, Brother Hagin, when they were fighting over... there was a group of people fighting over how many demons can be in a person or set on the head of a needle. And he says, that's just little kids playing church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you remember the man when Jesus told the spirits to come out and he said, sir, we're legions?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Have you ever looked up legions?
Yes.
What's it mean? 2,000.
Yes.
So if a man can hold 2,000 spirits, I wonder how much God we can hold.
Amen.
Now, anyone born again, a spirit will never be in that human spirit.
Yes,
sir.
Because the Holy Ghost dwells there.
Yes,
sir.
But a person's soul or physical body can be oppressed.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir.
Right?
Amen.
But that spirit will not be in you.
Amen.
Do you remember that one... man's wife, she had felt like she'd been cheated. These spirits kept talking to her and different things. And Brother Hagin said to the pastor, he wanted to meet with him in his office. They were in there, and he told that lady, he said, I know the spirit that's holding you. And if you listen to Brother Hagin, he said, normally there was usually three to so many.
Yes,
and that begins to explain. There's one usually that'll have a right to be there. Through someone yielding, not recognizing the address and giving way to him. But then normally with himself, he will bring other things. And the other things usually is a smoke screen to get people focused on trying to get free from that instead of dealing with the root cause that gives those other things legal right to be present.
Amen.
So he was talking to that lady, and he finally said to her, he said, you want to hear voices? And she said, yes, I do. And he said, I can't. And then this other thing spoke up and says, you can't cast us out because she wants to hear us. And he asked her, and she said, yes, that's true. He said back to the spirit, you're exactly correct. See, most people think the name of Jesus works every time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Listen, the name of Jesus does carry power and authority against the devil.
Yes, sir.
Against sickness.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But concerning a human, their will override that.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So, these are things that will help us understand. So, I want to ask you a question. In verse 45, how many spirits did he take with him?
Seven
others. And then what happens? Last day of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Now, years and years ago, there was a lady my wife and I had become acquainted with, and she came to church, got saved, and her life was absolute, prior to that, a mess. And she called one night, and her oldest son was just having a fits of rage and knocking holes in wall, different things. And she said, "Will you come and pray?" And we went, and when we got there, the Lord said to me, he said, "Don't pray," because he said, "If the house is it's empty and swept and clean," he said, "he will not do anything to take care of this by the word of God." And he says his last condition with this mom who's trying to raise him, and then he had a brother and a sister, the two we adopted and helped raise, he'll never do nothing, and he'll be seven times worse.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
See, a lot of times people are so anxious to get the devil out, but don't want to do anything to train the person how to resist those things.
Yes, sir.
It's easier to train them and show them how, once they are free, to stay free.
Yes,
see, that's John 8:32.
Yes, sir.
But he said, if you in the authority, but he said, as soon as you leave, he's going to yield to it and invite him right back.
Amen.
Amen. So, let's go now, if you would, please, back to James 3:16. James 3:16. Please. Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. James 3:16. Now, we finished up with verse 16 a while ago. And remember here where it says, where envy and strife is, there's what?
Confusion
and every evil work. Now, in my Bible, by the word confusion, I have the number 2. Okay? And so I look over in the margin, it has GR. Right? That's not grr, that's Greek. Okay? Now, by the word grr, what's the word you have?
Tumult.
Everybody say tumult. So for confusion related to strife is the word tumult. Isn't it interesting that Jesus was getting ready to raise a little girl from the dead, and the room was full of tumult, and he said, "I am the Son of God, but I can't get the little girl raised with that presence in the room."
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Go to Mark, please.
Amen.
See, if you're allowing strife in your home, you can pray about prosperity and victory all you want to, but it'll cancel the power of God. Thank you, honey. Look over, somebody say, tell them, say, we might as well say amen. Amen, because he's proven it by the Bible. Okay, now. Now, see, I know believers, they don't like to hear this stuff. They're like, well, we're just going to use the name of Jesus. You don't know much yet.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
The name of Jesus works.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The Word of God works.
Yes,
amen.
You have rights and privileges as the child of God. But folks, this thing is legal.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen.
Mark 5, please. Look at 35. Mark 5. Let's do that. Mark 5:35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said to the ruler, what did he say? Then what did he say? As soon as Jesus heard the words that were spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. He suffered no man to follow him, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. He come to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth what?
The tumult.
Now you see it. That's exactly James 3:16. What did he see? Strife, confusion, quarrelsome. And them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make you this abode and weep? The damsel's not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out. Mm-hmm. Look, somebody say, sometimes you just got to get rid of the tumult. Amen. Now tell them this. You have to get rid of the tumult. Not some, always. I didn't say go home, throw somebody out in the front yard. Are you with me? We're talking about spiritual things. Amen. But sometimes people don't know what voice they've been yielding to. They don't know the address of the thing they're yielding to. And just act all kinds of crazy ways. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and he entered in where the damsel was laying. He took the damsel by the hand, said unto her, how would y'all say that? Thank you. Talitha kume. Which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Straightway the damsel arose and walked. How come he didn't do that with the tumult in the room? Power of God had been stopped.
Yes, sir.
I want to say it again. The spirit of strife does not have the power of itself to stop the power of God.
Amen.
But when people yield to strife, the power of God is hindered or stopped to the person yielding to strife.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
But strife does not have the power of itself to resist the name of Jesus or the power of God.
Amen.
It is subject to the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
But when a person yields to the strife, the power of God is hindered or stopped to the person yielding. Why did Jesus have to get the tumult out of the room before he prayed for the little girl? She'd have stayed dead.
Yes, sir.
You said, yeah, but he's the Son of God. Have you ever read these things? It says in Mark 6 at his hometown, he could there do no mighty work. Said he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Over there, it was a lack of honor.
Yes, sir.
Go back now. Look back up, please, at Mark 5:35-36. In the Amplified, please. Mark 5:35-36. It says, while he was still speaking, there came some from the ruler's house who said to Jairus, your daughter has died. Why bother and distress the teacher any further? Overhearing, but ignoring what they said, Jesus said to who?
The ruler of the synagogue.
What did he say?
Do not be seized with alarm.
Why did he say that? You want me to tell you? He told him, he said, Dad, if you yield to fear, your daughter's going to stay dead. I'm pausing for effect. We're thinking, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
When Job started praying based on fear, did it work?
No.
Devil comes and tells you something. It ain't going to work this time. And you start immediately praying, oh God, I need it to work. God, I really need this to work. God never told you you was failing.
No, sir.
But you're praying based on fear. Yes, you are actually yielding to fear and praying by fear. Yes. We have to pray by faith.
Amen.
When Levi drowned in the pool, and he was little bitty, and the youth minister started hollering, screaming. Sally's told this story before. And he started hollering, Pastor Keith, Brother Keith. And she said she knew what was going on. She didn't know.
I was in the living room.
She was in the living room.
But I knew what happened.
She knew what had happened. And jumped up and coming through the house, what'd you scream?
Devil, you can't have my baby.
That ain't fear.
No, sir.
Amen.
No, it ain't.
And when we got out there, he's already black and he swelled up and different things. But you've heard him preach.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Doc's told him, told us, don't bring him back. He'll be a vegetable. He don't look like a carrot to me.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But it was you talk about fear trying to grip you.
Yes.
Yes.
Grip you.
Yes.
Why did Jesus not acknowledge what they said? He heard it.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
But why did he wheel to the dead? He's gone with the dead. Why did he tell the dad, encourage him, don't be seized, alarmed, and struck with fear?
Amen.
Me and you left a while ago, headed to your house, and you was in faith.
Yeah.
Don't you stop.
Yes, sir.
Because if you stop, we might as well stop right here. Because we can get to your house, and we can't get nothing done because you're over in faith, fear.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You have to know the address of where these voices come from.
Yes, sir.
So tell somebody, I will not be afraid.
I will not pray about fear.
I will speak to fear.
In the name of Jesus.
Now go back here, Mark 5. For time. 7 or 8. Okay. We're almost done. Do you remember, if you start this story in verse 22, you remember Jairus had talked to Jesus. He fell at his feet and told him about his daughter, was about dead. Different things going on. Point of death, it says in verse 23. And then they start through, and we'll pick this up now about verse 25. Well, verse 24. Jesus went with him, Jairus. Much people followed him, thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, how long? 12 years. And suffered many things and many physicians. Spent all that she had. How much? How many know? We're not opposed to doctors and medicine.
Amen.
We're not opposed to it. And was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard it, Jesus came pressed behind, touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus immediately knowing in himself that what? Virtue, which is power, dunamis, gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, what? Now I want you to please get this. Did Jesus know who touched him?
No.
Did Jesus know if the fig tree had figs on it?
No.
He went and looked.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Did he know who touched him?
No.
You have to understand these things.
Yes, sir.
Jesus did not come here and operate as the Son of God.
Yes, sir.
He did it as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost. And yes, God helped him through every one of these situations.
Yes.
To show you and me we can function the same way.
Amen.
He didn't know who touched him.
Yes, sir.
He really didn't.
No. He didn't.
His disciples said unto him, I can imagine Peter. Bless Peter. I'm looking forward to getting to meet Peter.
Yes.
Peter's like, everybody's touched you. We went through a whole crowd.
Amen.
Really, that's kind of what they said.
Yes, sir. Yes.
But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came, fell down before him, and told him all they'd done. And he said unto her, daughter, what did he say?
My faith hath made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy
body. Okay, now, we've read this. How many of y'all read this story before?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all appreciate it like I do?
Yes, sir.
It's a good story. It's a true story.
Yes,
but look at verse 34 in the Amplified, please. It says, and he said to her, daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from where?
Faith
in God, has
restored you to health.
Now look at the Amplified.
Yes,
go in, parentheses,
into.
Yes, go in and
into.
This is a clue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She must not so far been in peace.
Amen.
This is how this blood disease got attached to her.
Yes, sir.
She was quarrelsome.
Yes, sir.
If you're not at peace with folk.
Amen.
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 Go in and into peace. And if you will, you will not just be healed today, but you will be continually healed and free from your distressing bodily disease. This ought to explain why sicknesses come back.
Amen.
People get totally healed and are free from it for several days or a week or 6 months, but then the thing shows back up.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He told us the answer.
Yes, sir.
Go into peace. And be continually healed and free from
your distressing bodily disease.
What is allowing this thing in? Strife. Quarrelsome. Is she in, has she been in peace? Must not have. Look at somebody and say, I refuse to fight. Tell somebody, I do not have to have my way. Some of y'all are enjoying that. Amen. And some of y'all are looking across the room. Remember, this is taking care of us tonight. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember that person told me, says, I know I upset you. I know I always, how did she say it? I know she works for us. I know I upset you and all of this. And you know what I had to tell her by the help of the Holy Ghost? Nobody has that kind of control.
Amen.
Over me.
Yes, sir.
Or her.
Amen.
That they can play us like a puppet on a string.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. Amen.
Nobody should be able to jerk your strings.
Amen.
Make you get into fight or fear or distress.
Amen.
Well, my kids, they grown.
Yes, sir.
Let them make their stupid decision, just like we did.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll either live or die.
Yes, sir.
It's just that simple.
It is.
You can't fix them. You had several years to put everything in them you did. You did your best. They will figure it out or not.
Yeah. Amen.
We'll love them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But they shouldn't have you upset all the time.
Yeah.
Can't sleep.
Yes,
affecting your health,
yes,
affecting
amen.
Your finances.
Amen.
How many know if the devil can use them, he'll use other stuff?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Know who that was for, but get a hold of it.
Amen.
See, it got too rough for her. She's leaving. Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Now, go in and where?
Into.
So I'm not just going to go, I'm going to go on into it too.
Yes.
What? Peace. And?
Be continually healed and free from your stress.
What is peace? Shalom does mean nothing missing, nothing broken. But What is peace? It's a rest. It's a quietness. It is not the absence of trouble.
Amen.
It is not. When the Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, he said there will be craziness that'll happen in the Middle East because Palestinians, they all think from Ishmael that the land is theirs. But God said the land belongs to the Jews.
Yes.
Are you with me? I mean, that's God's decision. He said it. I'm going with him.
Amen.
And so how many know they're going to keep fighting until finally this bunch from Gog and Magog, Russia and China, I think, come from the north, and they come down to get the land. Hailstones wipe them all out and all that stuff. Yes. But I mean, no, they're going to be fighting and killing and going on over there till Jesus shows up.
Yes.
But yet he says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
So how many know, in the midst of trouble, you can have peace.
Yes.
That El Shaddai is working for you.
Yes.
Because you're keeping yourself in the peace of God.
Yes.
I'm not upset. I'm not going to live crazy. I'm not going to live disquieted.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going to live quiet, restful, peaceful.
Yes.
And I will be continually healed, free from that crazy distressing stuff.
Yes. Amen.
You know, worry will kill you.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
Yes, it will.
It'll kill you.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to Luke 8:49, please. Matthew, Mark, Luke. It's the third one in the gospel. Luke. Luke 8:49. Can y'all take just a little bit more?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Luke 8:49. Same story that we read in Mark. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, thy daughter's dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, speaking to the dad, tell me what he said in the King James.
Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole.
What is the girl being made whole, raised from the dead, hinging on?
Him fearing not.
So undoubtedly she's still a minor. Is it hinging on the power of God?
No.
What's it saying? Where's it at, y'all? Is it Luke 5? It says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. You ever read it?
Yes, sir.
Can you look it up, somebody? Yes, power. I think it's Luke. I know it's Luke. Is it Luke 5? Yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Luke 5:17. You didn't get to yet? The Holy Ghost helped us, didn't he? Amen. Luke 5:17. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, there were Pharisees, doctors of law, sitting by, which were come out of every town, Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was what?
Present to heal them.
How many of the whole group got healed?
None.
One guy. They tore the roof off. Was the power of the Lord there to help everybody?
Yes.
How many got help?
One.
Tell somebody, I will get.
I will get
what God has for me, whether anybody else does or not.
Whether anybody else.
We're not selfish.
No.
But I mean, no. We got to get to this place.
Yes, sir.
We don't control other folk.
Yes, sir.
Other folk control themselves.
Yes, sir.
They can have as much God as they want. I can have as much God as I want.
Yes.
I can have as much healing as I want. As much victory as I want.
Yes,
as much prosperity as I want.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm not dictating to God how much he's going to give me. But if I'll do what he says, what he told me I can have, I can have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Go to Job 1:5, please. Look at somebody and laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. People have no control over us.
Amen.
They will not dictate. That's like dictate. That's a new word. Somebody write that down for Webster's later. They don't dictate to us what kind of day we're going to have. You know, what's that saying? Misery loves company.
Yes, sir.
You know, the other evening when my wife and I got here, Brother Clint and Miss Heather came to help us with some stuff. And he was telling us that they'd got a new pickup. Is it the first new vehicle you ever had or just pickup? First pickup ever had, new Dodge. And we were like, we won't go outside and see it. And we went out, and that's a beautiful truck. We rejoiced with them. We're like, glory to God. But you know what will happen sometimes? Some other people will be like, God, where's mine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He makes them new every day.
Every single day.
I mean, they're making them new all the time.
Yes, sir.
But we rejoiced with them. Why? Because, dear God, same God they serve, same one we serve.
Amen.
I don't have to have their Dodge.
No.
They got plenty more of them.
Amen.
I drive Fords, but how many know? Glory to God, they make them new every day.
Amen.
And what that is it don't start shutting you down, it sets you in line.
Yes, amen.
Yes,
amen.
Tell somebody, I'm going to be led by the inward witness. Job 1:5, please. It says, it was so when the days of their feasting was gone about that Job sent and sanctified them, rose up early in the morning, offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus did Job how often?
Continually.
I'm going to ask you a question. We've asked it here last time before, so we'll know the answer. Was he at church praying based on fear?
Yes.
Did it work?
No.
So, will praying to God in the name of Jesus based on fear work?
No.
How about a confession of faith?
No.
Based on fear?
No.
No, sir.
You ever got woke up in the middle of the night and your kids are still young enough to be at home, they're gone driving? And something come tell you, says, they're not home yet. They're probably in a wreck. And people will get up and start praying.
Yes, sir.
Based on a voice.
Yes, sir.
They have no idea where the address of it is.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
If God tells you, get up and command the angels to go and do some stuff, you've done it by faith.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So go to Job 3. Just okay?
Yes, sir.
Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
You'll smile. Nobody will know. The Holy Ghost is talking to you. All right? Amen. Now, Job 3:25. And do you have the easy read? Job 3:25, easy read, please. And we can do 25 and 26, easy read. Job says, can y'all read it to me? She's got it pulled up for us. This is easy to read. Y'all want to read this together? Okay, ready? Let's try it again. Let's do it together. I was
afraid something terrible would happen, and what I feared most has happened.
So he's at church. Sanctifying continually, praying. Did it change anything?
No, sir.
Everybody say, I know the address where fear is.
I know the address where fear is.
Do test. You know, not nothing major where it'll be hurt you financially or physically or something.
Yes,
but do test.
Yes,
do surveys. Try it. People say, sometimes they'll tell us, they say, well, I don't know if it was God or if it's me. Distinguish what you mean by that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Where does God live if you're saved? Inside you.
Yes, sir.
So how does the Holy Ghost talk to you?
Inside.
He's inside your spirit. Honey, yeah. Would you come for a minute? Let's say inside your spirit, the Holy Spirit dwells.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So I'm the Holy Ghost, I'm pretending, inside her. So she asked me a question to God, like, God, should we buy that house? And she's inquiring of God about it. So God talks to the Holy Ghost, according to John 16. So the Holy Ghost says, since I'm, the Holy Ghost is in her human spirit, that's his house. It won't be out here like, do it, do it, do it. But yes, if there's goosebumps, people feel that and think, well, that's got to be God. It was supernatural. No. But the Holy Ghost will say to her, since he's in here, he'll just say, yeah, I would.
Yes, sir.
Or he might say, if I was you, I'd wait a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Was that out here?
No, sir.
Where was it? That's the safest way. And do it until you become very confident in it.
Yes, sir.
That was the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Or, oh no, that was out here.
Yes, sir.
That's lack. Amen. That's fear. That's other stuff trying to talk to me.
Yes, sir.
I know your address.
Amen.
You're from the wrong place.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You do not have my interest at heart.
Yes.
You have destruction in mind for me, and I will not follow you. You're not the voice of my good shepherd.
Amen.
Let's stand up, please. Glory to God. Father, we thank you so very much. Glory to God. We bless you. We thank you. We magnify you. We thank you that you're leading us into all truth. You live in us. And so these leadings, these witnesses that we find in Romans chapter 8, they won't come from the outside. But they'll be on the inside. These other things, we will not be moved by voices or supernatural things that come on the outside of us. But we'll know on the inside of us. And we'll do tests with smaller things. And when they work, we'll take note and say, that was the Spirit of God on the inside of me, led me in that. And then if we do something because it actually was on the outside and it don't, we're like, okay, I got it. That's fear. That's strife. Those are other things. Those are on the outside of me coming in by thoughts. But the Spirit of God speaks from the inside and it comes up into my mind from within me. So, Father, we thank you. We will follow these things. We will learn. We know there are many voices, and every one of them carries meanings. But thank God we're learning the addresses of them.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God. We will go in peace and go into peace. And we will continually be healed, continually be free for the rest of our days. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're here tonight and there's things going on in your physical body, and it doesn't have to be something that we would even know about, but something going on in you, and you've asked the Lord about it, if you're clear you know, you're not in strife. You're not fearful. And if you were, how many know, we know how to take care of that. We just ask God to forgive us, and immediately we're cleansed and we're good, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's just thank God for 1 John 1:9.
Yes. Yeah.
But if there's things going on, it's especially in the stomach and through there, the major organs in this area. And it can be other stuff. It can be blood flow. It can be other things. But if you desire hands laid upon you, we were just in Southeast Texas, and a man that had, I don't know, stomach cancer or something, he sent word that he went back, and it's every bit of it is gone.
Amen.
Every bit of it. But see, the enemy wants people to buy into this stuff and think that because it's supernatural, it's God. God will lead you from victory to victory, health to health, freedom to freedom. Amen. So, if there's anybody that desires for us to lay hands upon you, we'll be glad to do that, if there is any. If not, we'll turn it back to pastors, and we'll dismiss and go home and come back and do her again tomorrow. Amen. All right, summer coming. You come right on. And if you need us to, we can come back there. You want us to come back there? Sure, we'll come back there. Hallelujah. Blessed be God forever. Thank you, Father. What can we do for you, ma'am?
I like healing in my body. I've got tremors through my whole body right now.
Okay. Okay.
The doctor can't get me into a neurologist, do any tests.
Okay.
So I've been claiming I'm getting healed this weekend.
Amen. Now, I know you probably had to deal with fear. Telling you stuff like, it'll get worse. You're going to lose the ability to walk. Who's going to take care of you? All this crazy stuff. But we're going to deal with him, aren't we?
Yes.
And you have been dealing with him.
Yes.
Say this with me. Father God.
Father God.
I take authority. Over the spirit of fear.
Over the spirit of fear.
You leave.
You leave.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Now, Father, we thank you as me and Sally lay our hands upon them with the anointing you placed upon us. These things that are trying to create these tremors shaking in her physical body. She's a child of God. This thing is trespassing. We speak to you by the authority of the head of the church. And you have to listen because her and Sally and I are on legal ground. Be thou every whit whole and leave her body in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. You know, ulcers sometimes are. Most of the time, it's not so much citric acid as it is worry.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, is there anybody in here that's got some things that are bleeding in your stomach? Ulcerated things. Anybody present? You? Will you come? Anybody else? Hallelujah. My wife and I will be glad to pray for you. Father, we thank you right now. We bless you and thank you. We thank you, Father, for the anointing you placed upon us. And as we release this by faith into her physical body, to the measure of faith that my sister walks in, we thank you, Father. Let this go into her. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor. Oh, we give you praise. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Glory to your mighty name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. All right. Anyone else for anything at all before we give it back to Pastor? We'd be glad to pray with you. Hallelujah. Good evening, Brother Mark. Good to see you, brother. Thank you for coming. What can we do for you, sir? Father, we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the healing anointing that you placed upon us into his physical body. In this area where that stuff moved and popped, we thank you for the design of the shoulder, the human body. Put it back right, Father. Fully restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, ma'am. Honey, would you come? Hi. Good to see you. Yes, ma'am. What can we do for you? Now trespassing. It is here illegal. Come out of her. Jesus, my Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God forever. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Say this with me. Father God, I'm grateful that I'm still here in 2022. 2022 for me will be my best year I've ever had. As I follow you, I listen to you, and I do what you tell me. Many will not recognize where I am at the end of this year because of your goodness and your faithfulness to me in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sure.